Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hello, everyone. I hope that you're doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. I'm so grateful that even though I'm only doing videos once a week, all of you are still supporting me in my journey of revealing everything that I know there is to know about INFJs. And in this one, I want to speak to you about a question that a friend, INFJ friend of mine recently asked me. And I thought it was a really good question because I'm absolutely sure I've done this many, many times in my life, and I still do it unconsciously. I do it without even thinking about it. And I think a lot of INFJs do it without even thinking about it. It comes naturally to us to do this. And the thing I'm speaking about is emotional numbing. Now, I think a lot of the times what we assume as INFJs, as individuals when we're INFJs, we assume that we are not emotional. That's one of the reasons why we get really afraid of ourselves, and a lot of times why we have fears that we're sociopaths or we're psychopaths, because something really major will happen in our lives, something extremely major that will, everyone's like just bawling their face off, they're crying and they're banging their heads against the wall and they're just going through an extremely emotional process, whereas we're just sitting there thinking, so I'm hungry, you know, I want to eat something. When do you think I can leave and actually get something to eat? And it's kind of funny if you think about it, but also not, obviously, because it's very tragic when you're living it from the other end, because people will look at you like, are you a robot? Why are you so cold? Don't you have any emotions? And in a lot of cases, people will leave us because of that, because they will assume that we're crazy, or they will assume that we're sociopaths, or that we're emotionless, that we feel nothing, which is kind of ironic because we are feelers to the extreme. And so for one of my conclusions, for myself at least, when I notice myself doing these things, is that I am numbing myself for the moment at least. And I've done videos on this in the past where I shared that episode in my life where I really got the gist of it. I really realized I was actually numbing myself. This because one of my grandparents died, and we were at the funeral, and you know, I was really excited because everyone was together, all our families, and we were on a vacation, even though it was for a funeral, and we were in India, and there was lots of good food, and you know, I thought of it as a festive occasion. I was still very young at that point. I think I was 14 years old, and I was, you know, having fun with my brother and sister. We were just chilling out and playing and all this stuff, and I didn't even think for 2 seconds that my grandfather had just died and that it was a funeral. It didn't even register with me. I wasn't very close to him, so that's partly the reason, but also I just didn't even think about it. Interestingly enough, I got my period while I was playing around, and at that point I didn't get that much cramps, so I wouldn't even notice that I got my period. And so my white pants that I was wearing got soaked through with red blood, and one of my aunts noticed, and she's like, "Hey, you got your period, go do something about it." And at that moment, I felt so much embarrassment. I wanted to dig a hole in the ground and run away. And I was so embarrassed by the fact that, oh my God, I'm bleeding in front of everyone. And how could I not even notice? And what's wrong with me? And that's when I really started feeling the emotions. And all of a sudden, as I allowed myself to feel that emotion of, wow, I'm so embarrassed, I started feeling the emotions of, wow, my grandfather's dead. I can't believe it. I'm never going to see him again. Even though I wasn't very close to him, he was a really kind man, and he took care of me when I was younger. And he was a really good person in general. And I knew, partly I was upset also because my parents, my dad particularly, would really miss him. And as soon as I let go of that control I had, perhaps, without even realizing it, I was not consciously doing this. As soon as I let go of the control, I started feeling one emotion, that I'm embarrassed, oh my God. I started feeling all of the other emotions, as if like the tap was kind of turned on, and everything just kind of came smashing through, and I felt this heaviness in my chest, and this sadness, and this depression, and all of a sudden I couldn't play anymore, and which makes sense, right? And then I calmed down, and I sat, and I really allowed myself to grieve over the fact that my grandfather was no longer alive. And I think I was only 14 at the time, obviously, so I didn't think too much about it. And, you know, as I'm looking back upon that episode, I can really understand that really it is the fact that we don't even allow ourselves, because throughout our childhood as INFJs, we're so used to pushing emotions away, to not feeling them in the moment, to saying, okay, I'm going to be there for other people right now. They're feeling emotions and they're feeling all the sadness and I need to be there for them. I can't allow myself to feel these emotions right now. It's not the right time. Once I can help all these people get over it, or you know, help them whatever they need to do, I can go into my cave and then I can feel all the emotions that are necessary, and then I can allow myself to, you know, grieve or do whatever I need to do. And usually INFJs are very private individuals, so even feeling emotions is not something we do in public. You know, we don't cry in public, we don't get angry in public, we don't get upset in public. We'll do it all on our own when we're at our house, in our apartment, with the doors closed, punching the pillows or things like that, right? Like, it's very much a private affair for us. And so I noticed that, you know, a lot of times, even when I'm alone by myself and I have the capacity to feel emotions, even then I'm like, hey, is this the right time to feel this emotion? Should I be doing something else? Should I be taking care of someone else or doing something else? Maybe I should be feeling it later. Maybe this is not the right time. And it's really like it's compartmentalized in our structure. Which is not a good thing, obviously, because what happens is that, you know, we'll deal with the other person's emotion, we'll take care of it, and when we come back home and we're like, all right, now I can feel my emotions, but we push it away for so long that it doesn't feel right or comfortable anymore. And then so we're like, all right, I guess I'm fine. I don't need to really feel it. And then, you know, it's there, but we haven't felt it. And it's just stuck somewhere in our bodies, in our hearts, and it, our hearts get a little closed. And then again, this happens over again, you know, something else happens. And then we're like, no, not right now. We can't feel our emotions right now. We have to help other people. And we have to be there for someone else. And so we're there for them. And then we come back home and we're like, all right, it's time to feel the emotion. And we're like, oh, but I don't feel anything. And so we do this. I've done this so many times over and over again that I've noticed that I know very much that my heart is so closed, has been so closed off in the past few years, because it literally is like clogged up with all of those unfelt emotions. And I know I did a video on this recently where I started doing Bhujangasana, which is a cobra pose, which is a really major heart opener in yoga. And I would do the pose and then I would cry and cry and cry for no apparent reason. I would just feel all this emotion coming up, and then I would do the pose and then I would cry. And I would do it every single day. And I think little by little, I started opening up my heart, because it literally was all of those clogged up, unfelt emotions from past historical events that I hadn't felt. They were just coming up and were being released. So I'm not saying that you need to start doing Bhujangasana, of course, cobra pose, but you can. That's a really good way of opening up the heart. But also to realize that it's okay, actually, to feel your emotion in the moment. You can help someone else and feel the emotion at the same time as well. But that's something that we're not used to, so we have to practice at it. But also to realize that if you kind of start thinking to yourself, hey, I feel like I actually don't feel emotions anymore, I feel like I'm turning into a psychopath, then it's not that you're turning into a psychopath. Don't worry. It's very rare that an INFJ is not feeling emotions because they're a psychopath. It could be that. Obviously, I'm sure there's some percentage of INFJs that are sociopaths or psychopaths. I'm not sure about the numbers, but how about you try this first? How about you try unnumbing yourself, unnumbing your heart, and starting to feel emotions more and more in the small situations? So what I would do is, because it's very hard for us to go right into it, you know, because we're so used to unnumbing ourselves for so long, I would recommend you start small. And so the first thing I would say is, start by feeling positive emotions, because the cruel thing that we do to ourselves as INFJs is that we don't allow ourselves to feel negative emotions, of course, but that also precludes positive emotions, which means that when we feel happiness or joy, and we feel intense emotions like that, positive emotions even, we're like, no, it's not the right time for it. I'm not going to allow myself to feel this. And I know I've done this to myself many times, where I have something major that I want to celebrate that I've done, and I'm so proud of myself, and I'm so excited and ecstatic, but I won't allow myself to feel it, because I'll be like, well, is it okay to feel such an intense emotion? What if the intense emotion consumes me and engulfs me, and I can't escape from it? And I have all these random stories associated with feeling emotions, also because I've been told many times throughout my lifetime that I'm very emotional, I'm too sensitive, and I need to stop being so emotional. Mostly by my parents, who would be surprised, because normally I'd be a very quiet child, and then I'd have these emotional outbursts because I would be controlling and not feeling, and then all of a sudden my dam would burst, my emotional dam, and it would just like come pouring out and just like, you know, just all over everyone around me. And everyone would be like, what is wrong with you? Why are you like this? Why can't you control yourself? And I'm like, hey, this is the reason why I'm here, is because I was controlling myself for so long. And that's a problem here. Of course, I realize that now as an adult or an older person, but back then I didn't understand what I was doing. And so that's one of the reasons, as I've said many times before, I'm doing these videos for younger INFJs, just to understand that don't do this to yourself. Even if someone says you're too sensitive, too emotional, that's okay. What's the big deal with being too sensitive or emotional? Why is that such a negative thing? Why is that such a criminal thing to do? We are emotional beings. We are feelers, and we are usually surrounded by thinkers, which is unfortunate, but we are feelers, and feeling is not such a terrible thing. It's better than letting all those emotions clog you up and then pouring all that bile on someone else who doesn't even deserve it, which is usually what happens, right? And so feel your emotions, start feeling the positive emotions, because it'll help you feel the negative emotions as well. So, you know, if you have something really great happening in your life that you want to celebrate, or if you're just happy to be alive, which is usually what my scenario is, I'm just grateful to be alive. And let yourself feel that, you know, feel the positive emotion, really feel it in your heart, in your body, feel what it feels like, you know, is it like a ball in your chest, or is it like a white energy that surrounds you, like, what does it feel like, you know, what is the color, what's the shape, and really go deep into it. And then start with the small things, obviously, as I said. You know, the joy that you feel when you play with your kid or with your pet. The joy that you feel when you go for a really long, beautiful walk in nature. The joy that you feel when there's a beautiful rainstorm and you're just sitting there watching it in a comfortable spot. Or the joy that you feel when you finish something creative. You know, start feeling all that. And then once you're able to do that, then start with the negative emotions and actually feel it in the moment. You can take a few seconds to feel that emotion yourself, even if you're helping someone else, even if you're holding space for someone else, you can feel it yourself. You can take 10 seconds, 20 seconds, a minute. A minute is not gonna change anything. It's not gonna do anything to the other person, but it'll allow you to process a little bit of that emotion, to digest a little bit of it, so you're not holding on to it for later, and that later never comes, which is usually how INFJs do it. So this video is already very long. As you can tell, I have a lot to say about the subject, because it's something that I've been dealing with for so long. So if it made sense, let me know. If it didn't make sense, and if you want me to expand on something, please let me know as well, because this is a really important topic for INFJs. We're not psychopaths. We're not sociopaths. We are feelers. And when we don't feel, we start deluding ourselves into believing that we're crazy. We're not. We just have been numbing ourselves for so long that we get into the scenario where we don't know how to feel anymore. So start with small steps, baby steps, and then you'll be able to get there. Again, I'm so grateful that you're on my channel, and I'm really, really grateful for your support. I shall see you in the next one. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.